We've already talked about the 3-2-1 practice in dealing with our shadow. Are there any other practices we could use?
Yeah, one of the things I want to recommend is that the 3-2-1 process is a simple introductory but very powerful and very widely applicable practice to get main elements of shadow elements returned to their owner, so that consciousness is returned to where it belongs, goes back in your bank account, you get the dollars back so that your consciousness can grow and develop, and it can add indeed towards your superhumanness. And it works very, very well. Like I say, you can do it just in the morning with the strongest negative and strongest positive element in the dream. And then often just right at night, before you go to sleep, just take 5 minutes. One of the things you find as you keep doing this 3-2-1 is that it is very simple to run through very quickly, and it will still give very powerful results. So at night, right before you go to sleep, run through both the most disturbing element or person during the day and the most attractive, positive event during the day. And just run a quick 3-2-1 on them. Spot them, face them, talk to them, be them. And that will, as you get that down as just a simple habit, then that will follow you through all the rest of your stages of growth in both states and structures. And if you do nothing else, that will help enormously. Now, in some cases, you can have a very serious psychological problem. And of course, if that's the case, then you might want to look up professional help and actually go through something like that. It's also the case that there are some simple books on various types of easily applied therapies that do work fairly well in covering shadow elements. And two of the most accessible and the easiest to use are Gestalt therapy and transactional analysis. And both of these, they work differently, a little bit differently. Although, interestingly, I first came upon the 3-2-1 process by examining very carefully what Fritz Perls was doing in Gestalt and what transactional analysis was doing with analysis of games. But both of those are very useful. And if you want to go into it in more detail, then by all means, do so. But at the very least, take up something like a 3-2-1 process just to stay in touch with shadow as you continue your growth and development, because you don't want kryptonite being served for breakfast daily. And a shadow will do that easily.
Thanks so much, Ken. This talk on the shadow has been phenomenally insightful. The shadow is something that we all have to deal with in our own way. But if we look at our shadow from the integral perspective you are describing, and if we use some of the practical methods to reclaim and reintegrate our own shadow elements, it will affect not only our own lives for the better, but the lives of everyone around us. Thank you.